in remote central Florida, and yes, there are still some remote areas of central Florida, some land that was once turned upside down by phosphate mining has undergone another transformation. Thousands of acres of land owned by Mosaic is now getting the attention of the golfing world. WSS Robin Sussingham takes you to Streamsong, an unusual golf resort with an alien landscape that looks nothing like the typical Florida golf course.
Where is Streamsong? It's probably fair to say that phosphate giant Mosaic located its luxury golf resort in the middle of nowhere, which is also the southwest corner of Polk County. It seems a surprisingly remote location for the Streamsong Clubhouse and 216-room lodge, complete with fine dining, infinity pool, spa, and a modern, minimalist, award-winning design of stone, wood, and glass created by architect Alberto Alfonso. You know you're getting close when you have to stop for the CSX trains carrying phosphate rock. But Mosaic's developers are betting that golfers will travel for a course that intrigues them. Doug Smith is finishing up at the first tee, and he's that kind of golfer. He flew down from Tifton, Georgia.
It is different than anything in Florida, and it creates an opportunity for a good friend of mine and I to come down, spend a couple of days, and just kind of disappear.
There are a lot of golf courses in Florida, but Scott Wilson, Streamsong's golf director, says the fast and firm conditions here set it apart, as does the landscape.
You don't see links-style golf with deep water lakes and sand formations like this anywhere in the world.
Those lakes are, of course, 40-foot-deep phosphate pits. And the first tee, where Wilson is preparing to tee off, is 100 feet high atop one of the towering sandy dunes created during the mining process.
We have the tee markers here, the old railroad ties, which is a nod to the mining industry with the train cars and the train tracks.
The Mosaic Company is not trying to disguise the fact that this resort is built on an old phosphate mine. One of the four restaurants is called P205, the phosphate molecule. On display in the lobby is a fossilized jawbone of a giant megalodon shark that was excavated here. And the land, disfigured by enormous drag lines decades ago, has matured into something strange but lovely. Native grasses cover the towers of sand, and largemouth bass swim in the lakes.
It was left like this, and it's beautiful. You see exposed sand everywhere you look, and then all of a sudden there's a lake, and then there's some grassy dunes and some sandy dunes. You see hints of Nebraska and hints of Oregon and hints of Scotland, hints of Ireland.
Okay. You happy about that one?
Oh, yeah.
Wilson says sand creates these dry, fast conditions, so unusual on U.S. courses and found mainly in the coastal links of Scotland and Ireland. And like the old mines, those links, literally linking the sea to fertile land, were not useful for much, but their sand made them great for golfing. And sand, it turns out, is a byproduct of phosphate mining.
Sand is gold in the golf business. All of the best classic golf courses in the world are built on sand.
That's Tom Sunnerborg, the vice president of land development at Mosaic.
Over generations, this site accumulated somewhere between 10 and 15 million cubic yards of pure sand.
The land was turned into two golf courses by designers Tom Doak and the team of Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw. Sunnerborg says that Mosaic will not likely be getting into the golf and hospitality business, even though they own enough property to make them the seventh largest landowner in the state.
We don't have other places like this in our land portfolio, and nobody else does either.
Phosphate mining was a cornerstone of Polk County's economy for more than a century, but the last mine closed last year. Mosaic Streamsong Resort has taken some of the sting from that loss, though. It helped bring in record-high tourist tax dollars last year and created about 450 new jobs. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.